Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental topics in your entire GCSE music course, rhythm. This is topic 4.2 in the OCR specification, and it comes up in every single area of study. So getting this right is absolutely essential for your exam success. Whether you're preparing for your listening paper, your composition coursework, or your performance, understanding rhythm at a detailed analytical level will earn you marks across all four assessment objectives. So let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute basics and build up from there. Rhythm, in its simplest definition, is the organization of sound in time. But for your OCR exam, that definition is nowhere near enough. Examiners want you to talk about duration, pattern, meter, and the specific devices composers use to create rhythmic interest. The word fast or slow describes tempo, not rhythm. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it costs marks every single time. So, what do you actually need to know? Let's work through the core concepts one by one. First, meter and time signatures. Meter is the framework of beats that underpins the music. In simple time, each beat divides into two equal parts. So in 4/4 time, you have 4 crotchet beats per bar, and each crotchet can divide into 2 quavers. In 3/4 time, you have 3 crotchet beats per bar. In 2/4 time, 2 beats. These are all simple time signatures. Compound time is different. In compound time, each beat divides into 3 equal parts. The most common compound time signature you'll encounter is June 8th. Now, this is where so many candidates go wrong. 6/8 has 6 quaver beats written on the page, but it actually feels like 2 beats per bar, each beat being a dotted crotchet, dividing into 3 quavers. So when you're listening to music in the exam and you're trying to identify the meter, ask yourself, does each beat feel like it divides into 2 or into 3? If it divides into 3 and feels like it's swinging or lilting, you're probably in compound time. The key test, conduct the pulse silently while you listen. Feel whether you're conducting in 2, 3, or 4. Then listen to the subdivisions. If those subdivisions feel like triplets, 1 and A, 2 and A, it's compound. If they feel even and straight, 1 and 2 and, it's simple. There are also irregular time signatures, sometimes called asymmetric meters. 5/4 and 7/8 are the most common examples. These create an uneven, slightly unsettled feel because the bar doesn't divide evenly into equal beats. You might encounter these in contemporary music or in some of the world music repertoire in Area of Study 3. Now let's talk about the rhythmic devices you absolutely must know. These are the terms that will earn you credit in the exam, and using them correctly with musical examples is what separates a grade 7 answer from a grade 4 answer. Syncopation. This is the displacement of the regular accent, placing emphasis on a weak beat or the offbeat rather than the strong beat. In 4/4 time, beats 1 and 3 are strong, beats 2 and 4 are weak. Syncopation puts the accent somewhere unexpected. You'll hear this constantly in jazz, reggae, and much of the popular music in Area of Study 2. When you write about syncopation in the exam, don't just say, the rhythm is offbeat. Say, the composer uses syncopation, placing accents on the weak beats of the bar, creating a sense of rhythmic tension and forward momentum. Anacrusis. This is an upbeat, one or more notes that come before the first full bar of music. Think of happy birthday. The word happy starts before the first strong beat. An anacrusis creates a sense of anticipation and drives the music forward into the downbeat. Augmentation. This is when a rhythmic motif is repeated with all its note values doubled, so a crotchet becomes a minim, a quaver becomes a crotchet. The effect is that the music feels broader, more spacious, often more majestic. Composers use augmentation to develop their material and create contrast. Diminution is the opposite. All note values are halved. A minim becomes a crotchet. A crotchet becomes a quaver. The music feels faster, more urgent, more energetic. Both augmentation and diminution are important compositional devices you should use in your own compositions for AO2. Hemiola. This is a slightly more advanced device, and it will definitely impress examiners if you use it correctly. Hemiola occurs when the rhythm implies a different meter to the one written. The most common example is in triple time. Instead of 3 groups of 2 beats, the music suddenly feels like 2 groups of 3. So in March 4th, you might hear 2 bars that feel like 1 bar of March 2nd. This creates a momentary sense of rhythmic ambiguity and is very common in Baroque music, Handel uses it extensively, and also in some Latin music. Polyrhythm. This is when two or more different rhythmic patterns are played simultaneously. The most common example is 3 against 2 to 1. Part plays 3 even notes, while another plays 2 even notes in the same time span. You'll encounter polyrhythm extensively in Area of Study 3, particularly in African drumming traditions, samba, and other world music genres. When describing polyrhythm, always specify which rhythms are being layered and what effect this creates, usually a sense of rhythmic complexity, energy, and forward drive. Cross-rhythm is closely related to polyrhythm. It's when the rhythmic pattern in one part contradicts the meter implied by another part. The terms are sometimes used interchangeably, but technically, cross-rhythm refers to the conflict between the notated meter and the rhythm being played. Ostinato. A rhythmic ostinato is a short rhythmic pattern that is repeated persistently throughout a section of music. It provides a foundation and creates a hypnotic driving quality. The sonclave is a specific rhythmic ostinato you need to know for Area of Study 3. It's a 5-note pattern played over 2 bars, and it forms the rhythmic backbone of much Cuban and Latin music. There are 2 versions, the 3-to-2 clave and the 2-to-3 clave, referring to which bar has 3 notes and which has 2. Now let's talk about beaming. This is crucial for your dictation questions. Beaming is the way quavers and semi-quavers are grouped together with horizontal lines. The rules are different depending on the time signature, and getting them wrong in dictation will cost you marks. In 4/4 time, you beam notes in groups that correspond to each beat, so you'd beam 4 quavers as 2 groups of 2, or beam semiquavers in groups of 4. Crucially, you should not beam notes across the middle of the bar, that's across the boundary between beat 2 and beat 3. This is a very common mistake in dictation exercises. In 6/8 time, you beam all 6 quavers in groups of 3, 2 groups of 3 per bar, because each dotted crotchet beat contains 3 quavers. In 3/4 time, you can beam quavers across the whole bar if needed, because the entire bar is 1 unit of 3 beats. Now let's move on to the areas of study and how rhythm features in each one. In Area of Study 1, My Music, rhythm is personal. When you're analyzing your own performance pieces or the set works, think about how rhythm contributes to the character and style of the music. Is the rhythm regular and predictable, creating stability, or is it syncopated and irregular, creating tension and excitement? In Area of Study 2, popular music, rhythm is central to genre identity. The backbeat in rock and pop, the emphasis on beats 2 and 4, is a defining rhythmic feature. Reggae uses a distinctive offbeat chop on the guitar. Dance music uses a 4-on-the-floor kick drum pattern. Being able to identify these genre-specific rhythmic features and name them precisely will earn you marks. In Area of Study 3, Rhythms of the World, this is where rhythm really takes center stage. You need to know the characteristic rhythms of several world music traditions. For samba, know the syncopated, layered rhythms of the bateria, the percussion section. For calypso, know the characteristic rhythmic feel derived from African traditions. For African drumming, understand the concept of interlocking rhythms, where different drummers play patterns that fit together like puzzle pieces to create a complex whole. And for Latin music, know your sonclave. In Area of Study 4, film music, rhythm serves the narrative. Composers use rhythm to match the pace of on-screen action, to create tension, or to suggest a particular cultural setting. A ticking clock rhythm creates suspense. A march rhythm suggests military action. When you're analyzing film music, always ask, how does the rhythm support what's happening on screen? Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. For listening questions that ask you to identify the meter or time signature, always conduct the pulse first. Feel the strong beats, count the beats per bar, then check whether the subdivisions are in 2s or 3s. Write your answer using the correct time signature notation, for example, 6/8 rather than just compound duple. For dictation questions, listen to the extract at least twice before you write anything. On the first listen, focus on the rhythm of the first beat. This establishes the rhythmic feel of the whole passage. On the second listen, notate beat by beat. Check your beaming against the time signature rules before you submit. For extended writing questions, typically worth 6 or more marks, structure your answer around specific musical features. Don't just say, the rhythm is interesting. Say, the composer employs syncopation throughout, placing accents on the offbeats in bars 3 and 4, which creates a sense of rhythmic energy and drive. This contrasts with the regular crotchet pulse in the bass, creating a cross-rhythm effect. That kind of specific analytical language is what earns full marks. Command words matter enormously. If the question says identify, give a brief factual answer. Name the device. If it says describe, explain what you can hear using musical vocabulary. If it says explain, you need to say how or why, link the feature to its effect. If it says analyze, break it down into components and discuss each one. If it says compare, you must discuss both similarities and differences. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between simple and compound time? Pause now. Answer. In simple time, each beat divides into two equal parts. In compound time, each beat divides into three equal parts. Question 2. What is syncopation? Pause now. Answer. Syncopation is the displacement of the regular accent, placing emphasis on weak beats or off beats rather than the strong beats of the bar. Question 3. What is the sunclave? Pause now. Answer. The sunclave is a specific five-note rhythmic ostinato played over two bars, forming the rhythmic backbone of much Cuban and Latin music. It exists in 3-2 and 2-3 versions. Question 4. What is hemiola? Pause now. Answer. Hemiola is a rhythmic device where the music implies a different meter to the one notated. Most commonly, two bars of triple time feeling like one bar of a longer meter, creating rhythmic ambiguity. Question 5. What is the difference between augmentation and diminution? Pause now. Answer. Augmentation doubles all note values, making the music feel broader and more spacious. Diminution halves all note values, making the music feel faster and more urgent. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Rhythm is the organization of sound and time. Always analyze it in terms of duration, pattern, and meter, never just tempo. Know your time signatures. Simple time divides beats into two. Compound time divides beats into three. 6-8 is compound duple, not simple sextuple. Master the key devices. Syncopation, anacrusis, augmentation, diminution, hemiola, polyrhythm, crossrhythm, and ostinato. Use these terms precisely in your exam answers. For dictation, follow beaming conventions carefully. Don't beam across the middle of the bar in 4/4 and beam in groups of 3 6/8. For area of study 3, know your world music rhythms, sunclave, samba bateria patterns, and the concept of interlocking rhythms in African drumming. And always, always use specific musical vocabulary. The difference between the rhythm is offbeat and the composer uses syncopation to displace the accent onto the weak beats of the bar is the difference between 1 mark and 3 marks. You've got this. Keep listening actively to music, keep practicing your dictation, and keep using those technical terms. Good luck in your exam. I'll see you in the next episode.